I would rather have had it in the Commons, obviously, because, you know, questions can be answered. But at least the MPs have pushed. It wasn't sort of the end of the road, and they've pushed to get it in Westminster Hall. At least it's getting debated. That's the main thing.
And that's taking place later this month, isn't it?
The 22nd.
You're hoping to go?
Yes, I will be attending. I attend anything I can, you know, to do with Kevin, obviously.
And you've had quite a bit of help, haven't you, from your local MP, Stephen, and
Stephen
Bill
Moseley, Esterson. Yes, he's actually put in his... I've been speaking to his PA today, and they're asking questions, you know, to put, you know, what the questions that he's putting together his speech, really, you know, to debate, to get debated on the 22nd.
Were you surprised how many people signed that e-petition? What, we were 118,000?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I was overwhelmed. You know, I didn't think... I'd started the e-petition in October, and I wasn't too well. And I only put it out on Facebook, and then it wasn't doing too well, and I thought, well, perhaps it's too soon after the other petition over the cabinet documents, and I thought people are probably getting confused. Why is another one over Hillsborough, and it's a different issue entirely? And it was when I went to the Stoke match, and I met, and there's a lot of the Liverpool fans who help me, and one of the guys, it was from Scouser Tommy actually, said... this e-petition's not moving. I said, no. I said, it's coming down Thursday. And he said to me, oh, well, I said, it won't reach the 100,000 by then. I said, I wish I'd never bothered with it. And he said, oh, he said, we'll make sure. We'll make sure. And then it started from there. You know, they let people... Apparently, people weren't aware of it, really, were they? But it was actually fantastic, the response that I got.